With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House is going to have another go today at reauthorizing a spy program set to expire April 19th.
House Speaker Mike Johnston is expected to bring forward new legislation to reform and extend part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as Section 702. However, a conservative revolt prevented an earlier bill reauthorizing it from reaching the floor. Johnson's Plan B would extend the program for 2 years instead of the full 5-year reauthorization first proposed. Johnson hopes that'll be enough to sway GOP critics.
FISA warrants were used to spy on President Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says Americans continue to get squeezed by the Biden inflationary economy.
You look what's happened to grocery prices, which are up 25%. I was just with a diner owner a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me his egg prices have tripled in the last 3 years. It's at the gas pump where we're seeing all of a sudden the race back to $4 in the summertime and the failed Biden energy policies.
Youngkin was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is appealing his 25-year prison sentence after being sentenced last month on charges of fraud and conspiracy. He illegally used client and lender money to fund Democrat political campaigns, buy private planes and land in the Caribbean, and bribes Chinese officials. Ron Goldman's father says O.J. Simpson's death is no great loss to the world. The former football player was acquitted in 1995 of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole, along with Goldman, but was found liable for their deaths in a civil suit. Fred Goldman says Simpson's death is only another reminder of his son's murder. No one will wear the number 22 for the Iowa women's basketball program ever again. They are retiring Caitlin Clark's number. This is SRN News. The Jewish community is preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball after a lengthy consultation process. World netball officials determined that the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into immediate effect. The policy will be reviewed on an annual basis. This is SRN News. Skyrocketing auto insurance costs help contribute to inflation accelerating at a faster than expected pace in March and are adding to the ever more expensive costs for U.S. vehicle owners. Ford will begin shipping to North American dealers 144,000 of its redesigned F-150 and Ranger pickups, but held back until now in an effort to head off any quality problems. Major U.S. airlines and aviation unions are urging the Biden administration to pause approvals of additional flights between China and the U.S. John Scott also has a tally of the business numbers for the day.
The Dow was down 2 points to 38,459. The NASDAQ gained 271 to 16,442. The S&P 500 up 38 points to 5199. New York oil fell $1.19 to $85.02 per barrel.
More details at srnnews.com.